Generalist, Volume 2. Presented by iMinds. People and Places. Seven Wonders of the World.
2,500 years ago, people began to talk about the wondrous structures they'd seen in their travels around the Mediterranean. In 222 BC, Philo of Byzantium wrote an essay called On the Seven Wonders. The historian Herodotus made his list a few hundred years before. But it was Antipater of Sidon, a Greek poet, who brought the Seven Wonders to life in 120 BC. Antipater lived during the Hellenistic Age, when the culture of the ancient Greeks had spread throughout the Mediterranean. Seven was a mystical number to people of this era, and Antipater's Seven Wonders soon became tourist shrines, much like the Statue of Liberty and Eiffel Tower are today. The various lists which survived mentioned other wonders. This created confusion around the 16th century when there was a renewed interest in the ancient world. While the writers of that time generally agreed on six of them, the seventh wonder was in dispute. It was entirely by chance that the list was finalized in the middle of the 16th century. A Dutch artist, Maarten van Heemskerk, made a series of engravings depicting the seven wonders of the ancient world. As he had never visited these wonders, he could only use his imagination to create the images, but they remained the general opinion of what the wonders looked like. This changed more recently when modern science was able to shed further light on all seven. The seven wonders are the Great Pyramid at Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, and the Pharos of Alexandria. The Great Pyramid at Giza is the oldest of the Seven Wonders. It is also the only one that remains.